One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in the southwest corner of our studio slash bedroom is my lovely wife, Melissa.
Hello.
Say hi to the people, Melissa.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody, to our little podcast that could. We appreciate you guys tuning in on this lovely... It's a Tuesday for you if you're a great listener, if you're listening the day that this thing comes out, and it's a Sunday for us. So, a very lazy Sunday, but we are here today to talk about a few things, but mainly one big thing, which is we are here to talk about Halloween and Halloween costumes, because it's early October... And our family starts to plan their Halloween costumes usually around early November for the following year. I would actually say
November 1st.
I would actually say further out. I think our kids are usually 2 to 3 years down the road on their costumes. You know, they're because right now we have decided for this year, but we are. We're still looking for next. They're already talking about what next year is going to be. So that's what we're here to talk about today. You know, we've got some emails at the end from you folks too on some previous ones. Oh, we do love ourselves some emails at any time. Shoot us an email. Don't make me come back there at gmail.com. Also, please rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever you happen to listen to our podcast. And I had one more thing to throw in there. And just, you know, tell some friends about our little podcast. I would love to hear, I can't wait to hear you guys' Halloween costume stories and all about that. But first, before we get into that, I want to, because this is kind of, when we talk about a thing with our kids, what I like to do is kind of talk about what it was like for us and our unique childhood. Okay. Was Halloween a big deal in your home? Was it an afterthought in your home where like costumes like, you know, something that you put a lot of work and thought into, a lot of budget into. What was Halloween like in the Hoagland household? And I'm sure it varied based on where you guys lived.
So we're a military family, so we moved a lot. And of course, I can't remember my first couple of Halloweens, but...
What's your first costume you Halloween?
First one that I can remember, I think...
Not from a picture that you've seen, but...
I remember like kindergarten being... A princess?
Great.
No, I think I was a princess in, when I was like in preschool.
Some kids do the costume, like the same costume every year.
Yeah, because at the time, a lot of moms were still making costumes.
Right, right, right.
Like because there just weren't costume stores.
It was just before Halloween was so commercialized.
Yeah, it was just so much more wholesome back then.
We did not, Spirit and those things came around, what, our high school years? Like, I don't remember... I don't remember where you
I just remember
would,
seeing the stores.
I barely like remember where you would go buy a costume, honestly, because you Target wasn't what it was when we what it is when we were kids. Target was there, but it wasn't this global empire that
and
is Target.
And I don't think department stores have ever carried Halloween costumes.
Yeah, I do think it was a little more
maybe like a catalog.
DIY catalog, thrift store,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
So I was a princess, but that was just like a basic dress my mom made and then like some, you know,
she made
pretend
it?
Jewelry.
Like she sewed together a dress
I
or
think
she just
so.
Wow.
I think so. And
Seahawk.
Yeah, and then I remember my brother he was a robot once.
Classic.
You know.
Easy to make.
Yeah, or it's well, I don't think it was that easy.
Well, it's the boxes.
The box.
The box. Yeah.
I remember some silver face paint. And I definitely had like, with my princess when I had like a tiara.
Okay.
And like a little wand or something.
And despite your fact, your family being very conservative, there was no ill will towards Halloween.
Well, a lot of the places we lived would have, remember in the 90s, 80s, the fall festival.
Yeah, the trunk or treat, the fall festival.
That was kind of before trunk or treat. Okay. I don't know. Yeah.
Same idea, though.
Well, they used to be like in the gym or in the community center, you know, and it was just carnival games and costumes. Yeah, but back to, I think my first Halloween costume was a princess, and then my mom made like a frog.
Wow.
I think she made a frog costume for my brother. And then the big story is, so my kindergarten year, I had chicken pox.
Uh-huh.
It was touch and go whether or not I was going to get to do Halloween.
Okay.
So the last minute, day of, we're going through like our three costumes we own.
Uh-huh.
And I decided to be a frog princess because I've been a princess and my brother's been a frog.
Yes.
And I was like, this is a great idea. Mm-hmm. But then I started chicken out. I chickened out.
Yeah.
I was like hiding in the bushes at every house because I just got embarrassed. Now, in retrospect, I could have just taken the frog head off and been a princess.
Yeah, you could have shed that any step along the way.
I don't know. I was humiliated. I just didn't get a lot of candy. Just called it a year. I think my sisters had chicken pox and stayed home.
Yeah.
And so I think it was like a really low-key Halloween.
Did a couple kids like say something? Were they like, what are you supposed to be?
No. As far as I remember, it was just me.
Oh, man.
Like I got, I got really inspired and then I immediately regretted it.
That's classic.
And just kind of kept to myself all night. I mean, I think we just walked around a couple like cul-de-sacs. Like it wasn't extensive trick-or-treating. My parents had twins at home that were like two. So
right. That was the main thing. I don't remember. I can only remember one costume that I ever. I think the costumes in my home were very. I was definitely a Ninja Turtle at least once.
Yeah.
If not a couple times. In the Northwest, you definitely had to put your coat on, though.
It was so dark.
Yeah.
You couldn't even see you anyways.
What we were all for Halloween was a big jacket.
A raincoat.
We were all a winter coat. I mean, your Colorado years, right? I mean, your Japan years around the base, probably pretty tropical and nice.
Yeah.
Or your NorCal years, no big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in the Northwest, it was like, you're a rain jacket.
So dark and rainy.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. I think I was my dad once or twice. Once
where you just wore his clothes.
Where you wore his clothes.
I don't think I've ever seen a Halloween picture.
Yeah.
Of you.
There's not a lot of pictures in general. Like tracking down young childhood pictures from me, you know?
Yeah. And it's not a holiday you would be with your grandparents because they took pictures. Sometimes they come around in October, though.
They would, the grandparents were consistently around all the time. So. Yeah. Indifferent, but what it was my parents were split at five, and so there weren't like a lot of like my dad wasn't taking a lot of pictures.
Of course not.
It wasn't like, all right, everybody get on the porch and take a picture.
He's like, I made dinner. You're in a costume.
I mean, there's the classic one set of family pictures that me, my dad, and my sister got. The portrait ones, and you've seen this. I'm wearing a San Diego Padres jersey. Because I'm wearing my Little League jersey. Have you seen these?
I have.
To me, there are two. And Jessica was like kind of like a.
She was a teen.
She was in middle school and like a little on the goth. She's wearing like some dark like lip liner, a lot of makeup, and then she's like,
she's got a crop top.
She's showing some midriff. In like this little gray. Some baggy jeans.
Yeah. Huge jeans, huge, smallest top.
Yeah. Not a costume. Just an outfit.
Just the 90s.
A middle school 90s outfit. And
a choker.
In the north, probably a choker.
Yeah.
And to me, that and then us in Hawaii with the parrots.
Yes.
To me, those are the the two Dustin, Jessica, Dawn signature picks.
Yes.
They took some with Jess, my mom and my dad, with Jess before I was born. And there's a couple of those floating around. Remember Jessica got baptized and I didn't.
They had good intentions. Yeah.
So anyways, I don't remember. I remember trick-or-treating a few times. Mm-hmm. The big one that I remember was in sixth grade. Me and three other friends were going to do a group costume.
Oh, gosh.
And we were going to be Kiss, the band Kiss.
That's a big... It's
an exceedingly elaborate costume.
Yes.
I mean, those guys were known for their costumes. These are professional. Mm-hmm. And we were going to trick-or-treat, but we were also going to show up at the school. Because a lot of times the school would have a festival. Did you have that?
No.
Our school would always have a festival.
Our kids' schools have them now.
Yes.
Ours would
Ours would happen on Halloween night.
Wow.
They would open up the gym. I lived in a bad neighborhood. I think it was part of it.
I think this was part of, you know.
It was a total, hey, come here, be like safe.
Community center.
I remember a cakewalk.
Yes.
Some classic things. But it was also like the biggest display of your costume because everybody was there and it was well lit.
Yes.
We were in the gym.
It wasn't raining.
I think they did a costume contest too, if I recall.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very similar to what we did at the Croc, you know, with the boobash.
Yeah.
And I treated any DIY Halloween costume or any DIY like spirit
project.
Day that I ever did, just like any class project I ever did, and that I waited till the last minute. And I would have an idea. And then I would never be able to execute it because I just don't have the skills. And so it was my job to be Ace Frehley, who was the guitar player. And I totally botched it. All I remember is...
You spit some jeans.
All I remember was like, okay, I'll just figure something. My sister has some big boots. And then I was like, well, these don't work. These don't fit me. I can't...
slug around in them.
So it's 5 p.m. on Halloween night. And I like have to become Ace Frehley somehow. And
you have 30 minutes.
And I was like, well, Jess can do the makeup. She'll be able to do that. And I don't have a wig. They wear long black hair. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, well, Jess has those boots. And then I'll figure out something with tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
Such an idiot. Such a dumb.
Now they just put a towel on their head.
Now that's
you know?
What I think I found a wig. I did have a wig, maybe. And you know, one of their things is they would always have like a bunch of stuff on the chest. Like they look, you know, if you know what Kiss looks like. And I just like threw like some terrible shapes of tinfoil around my shoulder over a black shirt. It looked awful. It didn't look anything like a Kiss, except I had makeup on. And then I remember we did, it was four of us.
Uh-huh.
And then one of the guys who was supposed to be with us just didn't show.
Yeah.
He just no showed.
Oh, yeah.
And then one was pretty good, my friend Tommy. And then Dan was the drummer. And his mom made him in an unbelievable costume.
Wow.
Like it looked so good. And I remember he won like best individual and we like came in like dead last for best group because mine was so weak. Like Dan wanted the sweep.
Yeah.
Dan wanted to win best group and individual and
I
let him down.
Yeah.
But I remember getting home and I was like, I mean, it was only Jess. Who knows where my dad was? You know, nobody could help me with these things. So
might have been working.
Every once in a while, I would last minute, it would come together. But if I had to make something, I was totally, totally out. So I remember trick-or-treating a lot. And I remember, I also start to remember kind of like phasing out of it. And then maybe a friend would have like a little party or something
a scary movie or something.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. But did your family go out trick-or-treating together? What did you...
Well,
what
it just kind of depended on the neighborhood because we moved a lot. Definitely had some Southern Baptist years where we did the...
You just went to the church or whatever?
Texas, church community party, which was, you know, everyone came from the town, you know, and there was like farm animals.
Right.
Because it was Texas. Like... There were like cows
yeah.
and pigs, little pigs in the corner and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You mean people dressed up as them or the animals themselves?
They brought the animals. Yeah.
as one does.
Right. I don't know how everyone feels about this, but I believe I trick-or-treated my senior year.
I remember that because I was around for
my
that at
junior
that point.
Year or my senior year?
Yeah, but that's because you were being silly with a friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so my high school years, we lived in a neighborhood like community that had like a lot of young kids in it.
Right.
Like I
right,
babysat
right, right.
all of them and mm-hmm. stuff. So we were the family that had older kids.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so at the last minute, because I mean, it was just a gold mine for candy
mm-hmm.
because it was like five cul-de-sacs really right. close together houses.
Right,
and
right.
So it was a very popular trick-or-treating spot. And it was, you didn't have to climb any hills or, mm-hmm. you know, walk up big old staircases or anything. Everyone was, it was really easy to trick-or-treat in.
Right, right,
so
right.
So my friend and I were just super goofy and silly. And we found like Girl Scout vests.
I totally remember this.
At Valley
yeah.
Village. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, let's do this.
Right.
And I mean, it was just silly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I think I got like one comment. Someone was like, oh, you're almost as old as me.
Right.
One of the moms.
Yeah.
Told me that.
But you looked young.
Yeah.
In your defense.
I mean, and my opinion, my stance is like, hey, let kids trick or treat as long as they want.
As long as they want.
Because yeah. we had friends in our neighborhood, you know, in a truck, just like throwing pumpkins at people.
Mm-hmm.
And would you rather have that, like, you know, like harassing trick or treaters
right.
or just getting candy?
Yeah, I remember,
you know,
one year, me and a friend like went on here to Big House and we were so bored. And we just like, well, we're supposed to do something. And so what we decided was to go under his roof and throw ice cubes at cars driving by.
Yeah.
Because we were so bored.
Mm-hmm.
That would have, it would
because everyone's out.
It'd have been so yeah. much better to trick or treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time actually there was like a, oh, I totally forgot about this. I remember one time trick or treating, you know, every once in a while somebody would, you see this now where somebody would like just kind of be in a costume and like sitting on like the doorstep and you,
yes.
it doesn't look real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or it, you
mm-hmm.
think that it's somebody, you think that it's...
It's like a scarecrow or something.
You think that it's
just,
a, yeah. You
yeah.
think that it's a doll or something like that,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it just a, like a, or it's a, what am I trying to think? It's a, what am I, it's a decoration.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So I go up to one, this is probably one of the last years that we trick or treat. We're like 12 at this point. And we go up. And I was like, oh, man, that thing looks like crazy real. And I go up and I punch it in the face. And I just give it a little like, and then when I hit it, I'm like, oh, no. And the guy goes, like, man, what the? And he like pushed me and stuff. And I was like, I was like, oh, my gosh, because he was like a teenager. He was like a high schooler. And then his friends started laughing. And he was like, because they were all doing
yeah,
it. And he was like, that's kind of on you, man. Like, he didn't know he was punching somebody. I remember it being absolutely terrifying. That's like the scariest thing in the world as
yeah.
a child. When an older kid is mad at you, you're like, what
yes.
do I do? I'm going to die. I'm going to be murdered on Halloween. So with that in mind, so we grew up. Both of our families participated in Halloween. I won't say we mm-hmm. celebrated Halloween, but we participated in Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, my family was a big candy family. That was always Don's big involvement. Still, Grandpa Don's big involvement
yep. mm-hmm.
is, you know, I think
he hands out the candy at the door.
I think even though we live on a busy street, we don't live on a very trick-or-treated street because there's
no.
so many cars on it that people, you know, it's not neighborhood-wise. It's not
we
great.
Live next to the Halloween neighborhood.
Exactly. Yeah.
In
yeah.
our area.
So people
yeah.
like, I think my dad wishes more kids would come because it is
he
fun.
He just loves to see the kids.
Right.
Yep.
Now this year, mm-hmm. who knows? But so the, with that in mind, so our kids have celebrated, we've been a Halloween family from the gate. Now,
yeah.
Halloween matches a couple things that all our family really enjoys. Costumes.
Mm-hmm.
All our family likes, everyone likes costumes, me
mm-hmm.
and you included.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes. Community involvement.
Yeah.
We like seeing
mm-hmm.
those neighbors. It's an outing.
Mm-hmm.
Family pictures. That's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Candy. It's a lot of
oh,
wins.
And thrifting or creating.
Thrifting, creating little
mm-hmm.
projects, a chance to be funny. you know, with a costume or something like that. That's all there.
You always got the good ideas.
A lot of time I have.
I can usually execute them.
Excuse me. A lot of them, or a lot of time I'll have a surprise last minute idea. Yes. That nobody.
That you still no, do that.
I still do that. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, but I will. What I think is interesting is you know, if you have like discussions on what is plausible, feasible,
yes,
allowed. There's a lot of different things that go into helping your kid mm-hmm. pick their costume.
Yes.
Like, for example, this is one that we're dealing with this year. This is the first time, is appropriateness. Now, yeah. we've dealt mm-hmm. with appropriateness before as far as scary. We don't do scary.
Right. We kind of did let Gloria be a little scary 2 years ago.
Yeah. And yeah. she's like that. She's yeah. like once she doesn't want to be a princess. She wants
no,
to be.
Neither does Claire.
No. Yeah. Our kids don't like Disney movies or princess movies or any
and
of that
we
stuff.
Did not push any of that on them.
No. And yeah. it's not like they're not girly girls, because in some ways they are. I mean, they yeah. did makeup and dress up like
today
for yeah. hours, but they don't really feel it with the stuff. But they've been like, we still wouldn't let them be like too scary. You can be like
yeah.
a vampire mm-hmm. or like a little goblin thing like she was a couple of years ago. But mm-hmm. it wasn't like something like where you get like one of those horrifying masks, or they want to be Pennywise or something. You're like, no.
Right.
Stop it. Don't be the person yeah. scaring other people, you know.
Yeah. Claire's still definitely. Yeah. You're going to scare little kids.
Right. Right.
And Halloween should be for the children. So. I don't know.
It's like Christmas in that way. Like, this is about the little kids, you guys.
Yeah.
If you get some candy, mm-hmm. great. But this
I don't
is...
know. We're not horror movie people.
No.
Some
no,
people
no.
are. Yes. Yeah. They like to be scared.
Yeah. Terror. Awful. Hate it so much. So the so we've dealt with that level of appropriateness. But this year, our daughter has fallen in love with the great character, Harley Quinn. Harley Quinn.
From DC.
From DC yeah. Comics. So Harley mm-hmm. Quinn has an array of stuff out there, costume and content-wise, that is appropriate, and a lot that's inappropriate as well. Like, you know, PG-13 movie or rated R movie or a yeah. very inappropriate comic or an okay comic or like a kid-friendly comic or like, oh, this has got a little bit of good. And the same goes with her costumes.
Sure.
That you're like, mm-hmm. this is like a kid-friendly costume. And this should only be seen in a strip club. Like, this is...
Right. Yeah.
Calling this a costume is like, this is like, this has Harley Quinn's colors, but this is a washcloth. You're wearing a washcloth that will not suffice. You are wearing a washcloth and pasties.
Now, is she an anti-hero or is yes. she just a villain?
Harley Quinn is an anti-hero, I would okay. say. Yeah.
Because I felt like, now I didn't watch all those movies, and the girls haven't seen them all either.
Mm-hmm.
But I, yeah, Harley Quinn is complicated because I'm like, I think she's in an abusive relationship,
mm-hmm.
which isn't a great start.
No, it's not ideal. That's not ideal. But she,
with the Joker,
when she breaks up with the Joker, yeah, the whole narrative of Harley Quinn is kind
but
of complicated.
I haven't
but.
Read as much as you or Gloria or Joel or watched as much as you guys have. Yeah.
She's in the relationship with yeah. the whole story, right? She's the therapist,
and oh,
then she's
assigned
right. to Joker, and he makes her crazy as if yeah. she falls in love, and then they mm-hmm. date, and then she leaves, and then she's on and off again. Listen, it's comic books. There's no one set storyline.
But yeah, she is but presented she, she falls in the vial of
yeah, the
acid.
Vat. Yeah.
Vial, yeah. Yeah.
She,
that, yeah.
She has a ongoing relationship. Sometimes she's a good guy, but like sometimes
she's
a heel.
She's got the PTSD about falling in that vat.
Tons of stuff. Yeah. But it's a great Halloween costume because she's funny and it's unique and it's yeah. bright colors and she's independent.
Silly. Yeah.
And if you're into superheroes like our kids are, there are only so many female options, you
yep.
know,
and
nobody wants
hair.
To be Black Widow.
Blonde hair is helpful for her costume. Then yeah. you have to wear a wig
and
to
all
get the red and blue.
All the moms are Wonder Woman.
Oh, man.
So what's that? So we landed on, tell me about, so you got on the nitty gritty with the Harley Quinn costume with our 10-year-old girl.
Yeah, it was.
Which, by the way, so context, this year, we're not trick-or-treating. A friend who is in our quarantine group,
our pod
who we've seen a lot with, we're going to their house for a party. a small party. It's like two families.
It's like an outdoor movie night. And we can do outdoor in San Diego.
Yeah. Big flex.
Yeah. So, she's just like me and like you. Like, she knows what she wants and she's not trying to compromise. She has a specific
vision,
red and black outfit she wants.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, you know.
Well, Gloria's also, her birthday is the day before. And yeah, October
she's
is
Halloween,
a,
baby.
Yeah, October is a month for her of like, what am I gonna be? What are people gonna do? I have to have this and this.
How
and
do
this.
I have a birthday party when I have a Halloween birthday?
How do I have the best month ever? Is what she's asking for. Yeah,
because your birthday is in this month too, so it's just there's a lot of celebrations and excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it sounds like we really throw big parties for you. We don't.
No.
But you get what I'm saying.
We usually, after being gone 9 of 11 days or something like that, we'll do a Tuesday night at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
It's fun.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm. So the, while I was gone this last one, you were really got into the nitty gritty. This costume? Yes. This costume? No.
I mean, it was like, I don't like to spend a lot of money on Halloween costumes. No. I used to kind of do like $25 as my cap, you know, and I'd be like, make it, thrift it, or like buy one thing for it and then use what you have for the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to have a hard line with that. It just depends on your budget.
Right.
But this year I had a 30% off Target coupon for Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so pick out your costume. And she was like, oh, I don't like any of these.
It's a very, very Gloria response.
And we're also like updating their room. You know, they're zooming from their room all day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting up all these curtain rods, yeah, and hemming curtains.
Yes.
She's like, I don't really like the way these look. I'm like, awesome.
The curtains?
The curtains, yeah. I was like, you picked them out, but, you know, okay. And then we were trying to find a COVID birthday party option.
Mm-hmm.
She vetoed the one I was planning with a friend. So it was just, it was a lot. But right. She found one. I don't know. She Googled it. It was at Party City.
Yeah, which you have to be careful. But even there, you're like, you can't just go Google Harley Quinn costume.
No.
Like, if Joel Googled that, that would show up on the new router.
If I could install it, if it would could. Show up.
Yeah. Right now, he's just getting in trouble from the school. Just so you know, your kid looked up this during school. Oh, gosh. How many of these do you have to send out a day? I mean, you're asking middle schoolers to be on the internet for school, but not
alone in their bedrooms.
You know how easy it is to open another window? I mean, honestly, there's no way. If we would have had iPhones during college, I would have not graduated. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I could stay off of it, you know?
Yeah, that's like my friend whose senior son is gaming on one of his screens and mm-hmm. doing Zoom school on the other
Perfect.
Screen.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Screen all day. Yeah.
I'm not even mad at him for it. You know, we're all just trying. So the Zoom Halloween costume party that the LMAC suggested, our school suggested or whatever, right?
Yes.
We're like, no. If there's one thing our kids are not going to do, it's a Zoom call. It's
another one.
It's, yeah. No, thank
you.
Yeah. So anyways, so you guys landed, but yes, with her, it had to be her decision, her costume, mm-hmm. back and forth. But mm-hmm. I think that she understands what we're saying of just being like, listen, like, we like that you like this. And I think this is the right decision of being like, it's okay that you like this character and it's okay that you want to be this character, because my old like lines would be like, no, you can't be Harley Quinn. And that's not helpful.
Yeah. You got to work with
it. Then they're
going to
go be Harley Quinn behind your back.
And when they're 20.
Yeah, no, if your college girl daughter is going to a costume party as Harley Quinn, bigger issues.
Well, and one of her costumes, okay, I don't remember the movies. I'm sorry. The one that was really popular a couple years ago.
Yeah, from Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. And it says Daddy's Little Girl.
Ooh.
It's like a white crop top.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of elementary school girls had that at the elementary school mm-hmm. carnival.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Did you guys see this movie?
And the washcloth pants.
Right.
It's just such a good costume.
So you know what I did? Little pro tip.
Mm-hmm. This is what I wanted.
I bought up on size a little.
Yes. Yes. That's right. You mentioned that
too. We ordered it online. I know my daughter's size.
This is such a pro.
Just went up a little.
I did think I go, when I saw her put it on, I was like, that's not that tight. That's great.
It's got a little space. She loves it.
She does. She loves it because she took ownership of it. Mm-hmm. And we that's did this, what it was.
Remember last year?
Mm-hmm.
Our debacle?
Last year, she had a very specific costume that nobody knew. Mm-hmm. It was like a very specific character from a particularly popular cartoon, and nobody knew who she was, and so she hated it.
It was like a horror.
Yeah, it was a weird thing, and nobody recognized it, and then so she abandoned ship, and she felt weird for most of the night.
And I had to buy her 2 sweatshirts and 2 face masks to get them on time, because China, Amazon, shipping from China, a yellow sweatshirt. Yeah, and she just kind of abandoned ship.
Yep. Which you relate to now. You've been there.
Yeah, you can just wear a hat and like say you're so-and-so.
Yeah,
like,
you can just put a baseball jersey on and be like,
I am a baseball player.
I am not any one baseball player. I am baseball player. I play the baseball.
And then this year, our son didn't want a costume.
He didn't.
He's 13.
He didn't, yeah.
He's been a chicken head, he's used a chicken head for 2 or 3 years.
He told me... he was like, this is probably like the last year that I'll trick or treat. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But our friend who it's their movie night, Halloween outdoor movie night,
mm-hmm.
it says costumes required. So that's how I got him to pick out a costume.
I love that.
This year.
Yeah. But the other thing is too, like, when the parents still wear costumes, like you and I still often wear costumes.
Yeah.
And so you can't really, I've used this logic.
It's timeless in our family.
I've used this against them a few times when they'll be like, I don't want to watch that. You know, it's like a little kid. I was like, well, I still watch that. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I understand
that you're young at heart.
It's exactly. It's stay young at heart. And when we're going to like parties and stuff, like I don't, to me, going to the party is like ideal because trick or treating is so dark. Mm-hmm. You get nervous on the roads. We have a great trick-or-treat neighborhood, but there aren't always sidewalks. Coyotes last year. Yeah, We always divide up. Always 2 hours before I take the little one home because she's tired. And that's always a long walk back to the house, you know, because she always falls asleep at the farthest point away from home.
1 year you carried Claire and her huge tricycle home.
Not her on the trike.
She fell asleep on the trike.
Yeah.
And then you carried her asleep mm-hmm. on your shoulder and mm-hmm. then her tricycle.
That's dad's strength.
Mm-hmm.
It was exhausting. It was very similar to when I had to carry Gloria through about 200 yards of sand after she got stung by a stingray.
Oh, yeah.
And the lifeguards were trying to check out for the day because mm-hmm. they were 17. And it's hard to convince people to work. Kind of like how the world is right now. It's mm-hmm. hard to convince people to work. Those are some tips, the buy up a thing. But they have to like take ownership of it. Joel is at an age where it has to be silly. And so he got mm-hmm. the big dinosaur thing.
The inflatable dinosaur. T-Rex, yeah.
And he's been like going and wearing it and dancing on the street right now, which is so funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious to see him be silly. It's like, mm-hmm. this is why like you're... I feel like we don't see that from him very much. Like, this is him being silly in ASB and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then Claire, so the little one, who's the last one that still likes us.
Yes.
She's going to be Poison Ivy.
Yes.
And uh-huh. but this is you're most excited about this one because it's full DIY. Like this is you.
I love a good DIY. And trust me, you will save no money doing a DIY. You will spend $20 more. But it will look cool.
And you'll
it'll look unique.
And you'll feel a sense of ownership. You will feel a spirit of accomplishment.
And creativity.
And that you didn't bow down to the commercialism of Halloween. And
that's
you made
right.
something with your own hands.
That costs more money.
To celebrate the devil's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more work.
So much more work and so much more money.
Yeah.
But with Amazon, like you can buy anything on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has green tights and a green leotard. And she was very specific on the cut of the green leotard that she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it.
Amazing.
Yep.
And that was, and now
so
you're
she's
just
Poison
gonna,
Ivy.
Yeah.
We're going to draw vines on her arms because real vines, like plastic vines are itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gloria has like a little flower crown.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put some red hair dye in her hair.
Perfect.
Like spray paint hair
so
dye.
Hers has still got a little DIY to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be Star-Lord and Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to go borrow a friend's jacket.
Yeah.
Which is a piece of... And you're going to paint yourself green.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm into it. So let me ask you this. Do you have... because I've been feeling this a little bit. I feel like this is like one or the last year or maybe one more year where we have like a little kid at Halloween.
Absolutely.
Because little kid Halloween is adorable. Like all the years with, I can think of Claire or Gloria as like a little baby Hulk and Joel as the Flash. And, you know, we've had some little Joel as a vampire and he was a little older.
He was Batman in first grade and he asked me to be Catwoman.
He doesn't want to talk to us.
And Gloria was like Captain America girl.
I remember that.
1 year.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
A lot of superheroes.
Yeah.
Big super. Mm-hmm. Do you feel any amount of like we're almost done with the little kid Halloween?
Oh yeah, Claire was like a ladybug. Like a oversized baby ladybug.
Joel was a bumblebee.
That's
little
right.
Baby Joel was a bumblebee.
Yeah, same idea.
And we just pushed him around the mill creek. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we foreclosed on a home. But what?
Yeah.
Not closed on a home. Foreclosed on a home. We lost it. We had to give it back to the bank.
2007, yeah.
Shout out.
Absolutely. Yep. The
it's already that way with Christmas because Joel's like, I just want one thing.
Joel Everybody just wants technology for Christmas.
Yeah. And we
the
don't
girls
get...
got rid of most of their toys.
While I was like gone on like a I wasn't even
and
gone.
I'm not talking about like, hey, could we get rid of this? It was like they were at the door.
Yeah.
Gloria pushed them all to the front door.
I know.
And then it was my problem that weekend to get rid of them.
They were playing with it like a week before.
But I think this is quarantine and I am happy with their room.
Yeah.
Like it's a very much a tween room now.
Kids just do that. They decide like, hey, I'm old now.
They've been home.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got rid of like all their toys.
Yeah. And Claire wouldn't have
everything but Legos
if she didn't have an older sister. I know. I'm so glad they held on to the Legos though. Because like they played with Legos today and you're like, this still allows, it's a creative thing. You guys do it together. There's still some imagination and play and silly to it.
STEM? No.
This podcast is over.
We're going to have three engineers.
Yes. No.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, it just feels like.
Yeah, we're at the edge. We're absolutely at the edge of. Little babies being over.
Do you think since we're not going to do it this year, do you think we'll ever family trick or treat again? Where the whole family goes trick or treating?
No. We've always had a couple families that we end up.
Yeah.
Because we have to tag team.
We always start together and then we'll divide and conquer and then we'll meet at the good costume or the good house or whatever and then we'll come back.
Last year is super funny.
Yeah,
you know that hill that we run up, the really
one.
My friend Shay and I, we were stalking our boys, so we were behind them.
Yeah, you were tracking them.
Yeah,
their whereabouts.
Yep. And we had to track them all the way up that hill.
Ooh.
And we were both like
yeah no thanks.
Yeah, just to keep tabs
Melissa
on them.
Was in a full dinosaur costume at the time.
Yeah, it was Mary Poppins last year.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was good. Yeah, it's a sad thing, but you just you know, you're like, that's all the stuff they say about you love every stage. You do, but like the little years are the best. They're the hardest, but they're like adorable.
They're so cute.
Just seeing them in little costumes just warms your heart. So anyways, I didn't mean for it to get that sad and sentimental, but hey, we got there every once in a while. I've had a weird Sunday anyway. So anyways, folks, we're going to do some emails. Please do send us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com to tell us some of your Halloween stories. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the little kids getting older, maybe some costume debacles, maybe fighting with your kids over costumes that they are or not allowed to have. And we'll read them on a future episode. Okay, so here we go. We've got some emails. This one is from Cindy. And this is entitled Road Trip Tips. Hey, I'm a couple episodes behind, so maybe you already did these, but my husband and I have three girls, 8, 5, and 2. 2 times a year, when there's not a global pandemic, we have to drive 15 hours to see his family. That's driving time, not total time.
Oh my gosh.
Since we have three littles, and now I get vertigo easily, we have to take 2 days. Here are some things that work for us. Here we go.
Great.
Number one, screens. We usually have where two watch one thing and the other two watches something else, and it helps to get a new movie before you start. They love watching new movies over and over again. Boom. Number two, give each kid their own lunchbox of snacks, except the baby. That way, I'm not passing out snacks the whole day. I feel like our kids would devour it in 10 seconds. And then they would ask.
Drop it on the floor.
Exactly. Number three, stop at a rest area for lunch. Dad wears kids out running around. Mom makes sandwiches, which we usually don't eat until back in the car because we want them to run around every second they can. Smart.
Nice. We have never done the make sandwiches.
No.
I think part of that is because a lot of times when we're traveling, it's really hot.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
And when you're driving, we're just going from AC to AC.
When you're driving from Vegas to from San Diego to Vegas in August, you don't stop outside.
Arizona.
Yeah. You just remember the windstorm, like the like hot windstorm at that Arby's and Barstow or whatever.
I love it though.
Yeah.
It just happens to be a hot.
We did a rest area on the way home from LA the other day, and it is kind of dreamy. The rest area is just like, pee,
the grass.
Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, stop for dinner at Chick-fil-A or somewhere else with a play place where they can run around to then eat dinner. Okay, so I would just say, Cindy,
you got tips.
You got tips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't vibe like this. It's all efficiency. I have no interest in running them out of energy. I have interest in them getting what they need. I need them to put what they need in them and get what they need out of them and then to get back in the van. That's why
you don't have time for any of this.
That's why we do Starbucks. Starbucks is the very
best
stop.
Starbucks is the best
food,
because you can
coffee,
get everything.
Bathroom, waters. We're out of here.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually right next to a gas station. There you go.
Yeah.
Number,
we never do a sit-down restaurant.
No.
Like a dinner.
That's a trip. We're trying to get somewhere. But if you're spacing out over 2 days, it's a different animal.
That's a different animal.
Like our last road trip we did like 4 or 5 hour drives. It was a piece of cake. Number five, stop driving after dinner because our kids don't sleep in the car. Not if we leave at 4, not if we drive till 10. Then they'll want to run around the hotel for a couple hours anyway. So the adults can get to sleep at a reasonable time. We stay around where we stopped for dinner. These are
smart.
Big. We don't do big ones like this. But yeah, this is
smart. We did find when our kids were little, our oldest will not sleep in the car.
No.
Our girls do.
Yeah.
But
number six, book a hotel with a pool inside if it's winter. Then the kids can play hard without running up and down the hall 200 times. Classic.
Yes.
Number seven, get sticker books where you can make a silly face or sticker by number or anything like that. Have some crayons and coloring books as well. This is good stuff, Cindy. Thank you. Really good.
You're a pro.
We've used a few of these. A few of them would never work for our family. But some of them are good ideas. Here we go. Next one. This is from Dan. Subject, HOA message board.
Yes.
I'm catching up.
I love it.
Melissa is already sold on this one right here. I'm catching up on episodes and listen to you and Melissa talk about Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for an episode. I vote for an episode on neighborhood shenanigans. Our HOA message board has had some epic somethings. I don't even know what to call them. Here's some highlights from children driving golf carts kerfluffle of 2019. Original post. Coming home the other day, I saw a child driving a golf cart with another child in the passenger seat. This child was having to sit forward on the edge of the seat to reach the pedals. This is so dangerous. Is it even legal for someone that young to drive one? There was no adult with them. The reasonable responder. If I remember correctly, they have to be 14-year-olds to drive one. By the way, this is a bougie neighborhood, right? If they,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. However, they have been doing it for years. I didn't let mine drive until they had proven they knew what to do with them, before driving them. The complainer. I've complained to the HOA and contacted the sheriff's department.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's not legal for anyone, child or adult, to drive carts on public roads. There are no signals, tags, sufficient lighting, bumpers, or seatbelts. It is especially irresponsible for parents to let children drive these things like they are some kind of backyard Barbie car. When they have an accident, harming themselves or damaging something, guess who's going to foot the bill financially and guilt-wise? Next one. The kid who cares. Kids will be kids. Or I'm sorry, the who cares guy. That's what he says. The who cares
guy.
Right. Kids will be kids. I say let them have fun. This is a non-issue for me. I've seen kids flying down the middle of the street without a helmet and hands on the air, a bicycle, LOL. Not much difference. Remember when we were all kids? Ha 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 ha. I certainly respect everyone's opinion. But again, let these kids be kids. Have a great weekend.
That's a good character.
Yeah. And then my favorite part, neighbor X. I agree, laws are laws, so let the law handle it and quit crying and moaning. You sound like you sound like you were 90 years old. Bad things happen all the time, but when the Lord is on your side, it's all good. I've had bad things happen to me and against me, and these things have always been handled. Live life a little bit, people. And then
not even sure what they're trying to say.
And then neighbor Y. Neighbor X, the Lord is on the side of the righteous.
Yes.
The people in right standing with God. God tells us to obey the laws of the land unless they contradict his laws. Your faith is misguided if you have faith that God will let you out of a mess where you've broken a law. He's not obligated. And then Dan says, HOAs are wild.
That really took a turn.
This really went off the rails. This was like, it ended with, you're not a Christian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. Thank you, Dan, for the email. What a treat. People are the worst. And
especially online.
Especially in their neighborhoods. It's like when I worked at the Croc, I told them we should have never called them members. Mm-hmm. Members gives them too much of a sense of entitlement. Uh-huh. They'd be like, we need a new bench press. And I'm like, no, we don't have room for that. And
this one works.
The average age at our gym is 74. We don't need another bench press.
Or like more weights.
We need more chairs for them to sit down. We need more.
While they're doing their bicep curls.
Exactly. We need more rest areas for this. We need.
So they can sit in their jeans.
Exactly. Exactly. We need more of the things that help them get in the pool. We need more of those. We did get more of those while I was there. We need the pool to be warmer because these old people are freezing in these pools. Thank you, Dan.
Next. This is amazing, Dan. Thanks.
Okay. This next one is from Autumn. Autumn is it says dogs versus cats, really just a crazy pet story. Hey, Dustin and Melissa, after listening to your podcast that aired on 9/15, I just had to share my family's crazy pet story. On Father's Day of this year, we returned home at 8:30 to find our 14-year-old dog Dax missing from home. We couldn't find out how he got out and wasn't in his usual hiding spots. We looked for him for weeks, but to no avail.
Oh my gosh.
We mourned his death and moved on.
Oh my gosh.
3 weeks later, on a whim,
no.
We decided to adopt a puppy because why not get a dog during quarantine? Well, after 1 week of him settling into our home, I was scrolling our local animal rescue Twitter and saw a picture of our dog, Dax. He had been missing for over a month and gained 5 pounds. We picked him up the next morning, paid a crazy amount of money to get him back, and now we're the proud owners of our 14-year-old Shih Tzu Yorkie Terrier and a 6-month-old mutt puppy. Love the podcast. You guys went from 1 to 0 to 2 dogs in the span of a week.
She found her dog.
That's hilarious. Thank you, Autumn. I love you.
Now, how did the dog gain 5 pounds?
Quarantine, man. We all put on a lot of weight during quarantine. All right, last email. This is from Ruth, and the subject is gender reveal parties. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. I am also not a huge fan of gender reveal parties and can really do without them. However, my favorite gender reveal party happened almost 3 years ago when my friend was pregnant with her first child. I was pregnant with my third at the time. We did not have a party. My friend...
I love that she put that in there.
We did not have a party. My friend did her big reveal party and posted the pictures and video all over social media. Hooray! They're having a girl. Have fun! Until a couple of weeks later when they had another ultrasound. Apparently, the person who did the first ultrasound was filling in and not the person who normally does them, and misread what she was seeing. So 2 weeks after their party, they discovered they were actually having a boy. Whoops. That friend is now pregnant with her second child, another boy, and she most certainly did not do a gender reveal party this time. Thanks for creating such a fun podcast for me to listen to while my littles nap. I appreciate you too, Ruth. And Ruth, we appreciate you.
Oh, that's fun.
That's hilarious. That's what you get. That's what you get. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning into our podcast. Thank you to our patrons. If you're interested in being a patron, go to patreon.com/don't make me come back there. Everybody, be well. Take care. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jaquith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.